this is how 2009 began. Israeli forces launched a major assault on the Gaza Strip aimed at stopping Palestinian militants from firing rockets at Israel. The toll, more than 1,000 dead, all but 13 of them Palestinians. Many were civilians. Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a hawk, made a comeback. He took office again with a promise to bring peace by boosting the Palestinian economy, not necessarily through negotiations for a Palestinian state. The United States under the new Obama administration began a new push for peace, sending U.S. envoy George Mitchell to try and bring Israel and the Palestinians back to the table. The visits were in vain. There were meetings on camera, but no tangible progress. With Israeli settlements expanding in the occupied West Bank, Palestinian leaders, including Prime Minister Salam Fayyad, said talks cannot happen.
We want a political process to be launched, one that is credible enough, one that's strong enough, capable of delivering what we really want the most, which is to bring about an end to this occupation.
The Palestinian leadership remains divided between the moderate Fatah group running the West Bank and the militant Islamic group Hamas ruling Gaza. On the West Bank, Fatah is losing support among a population impatient with the continued Israeli occupation and the Jewish settlements. President Obama raised hopes among many Palestinians when he called for an end to Israel's settlement building in a speech from Cairo.
And America will not turn our backs on the legitimate Palestinian aspiration for dignity, opportunity, and a state of their own.
But hope turned to disappointment among many Palestinians when the U.S. seemed to accept a partial Israeli freeze. Many were angered when Secretary of State Hillary Clinton praised Israel's behavior.
What the Prime Minister has offered in specifics of a restraint on the policy of settlements, which he has just described, no new starts, for example, is unprecedented in the context of prior to negotiations.
In November, an Israeli overture. Prime Minister Netanyahu offered a temporary settlement freeze in the West Bank.
Today, my cabinet authorized a policy of restraint regarding settlements, which will include a suspension of new permits and new construction in Judea and Samaria for a period of 10 months.
But many Jewish settlers were part of the voting bloc that brought Mr. Netanyahu to power, and they have defied the ban, signaling a potential for political turmoil in the coming year. Akiva Eldar is a senior political columnist for the Haaretz newspaper in Tel Aviv. He says any Israeli overture has to be seen as genuine in order to break the stalemate.
I can't expect the Arabs to make any move that I don't expect the Israelis, or I don't demand the Israelis to do. So it has to be reciprocal and symmetric.
Although 2009 ends without bombs and rockets, the gap between Israelis and Palestinians remains as wide as ever. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Jerusalem.